Real-world example. My partner and I recently purchased a 182-unit property located in Sun City, Arizona, an age-restricted 55 and older community. It was constructed in 1996 and was in excellent condition. The ownership was based in New York City, and this was their only property in Arizona. After running the numbers, we calculated that the property was worth about $9 million based on the prior 2 years' actual operating numbers. This property was never listed for sale. We tied the property up at $9 million and started the due diligence process. We revised our operating budget for future operations while we developed the property plan. Through all our investigation, we discovered 3 main areas that were ripe for better management under new ownership. Number 1, transportation. The existing residents wanted some sort of community transportation. Number 2, apartment location. The seniors at this community didn't like to climb stairs, so the upstairs apartments were usually the ones that were vacant. Number 3, cable and alarm. The property was locked into a bulk rate cable and alarm agreement. After doing our research in the surrounding area, we found that we were one of the only communities without a van to shuttle the residents around the community to and from appointments and special events. With that knowledge, we budgeted $54,000 for a 21-person van into our operational projections. We have owned this property long enough to tell you that this investment in the van has increased our rentals, occupancy, cash flow, and ultimately the property value. The second action we took in response to the 3 items in our plan related to pricing. Clearly, our residents valued the first floor apartments more than the second floor units, so we priced them accordingly. Over time, we were able to lease these first floor apartments for $75 per month higher than the second floor apartments. We also increased the rent on the units that had exceptionally good locations or outstanding views. This equated to over a $6,000 per month increase in our cash flow, and the first floor apartments are still 100% occupied. Finally, we renegotiated the bulk, cable, and alarm agreements. We ended up saving about $21 per unit per month for all 182 apartments, regardless of whether or not the apartment was occupied. This equated to a $3,822 per month savings. Better yet, the residents liked the new arrangement because for the first time, they could choose the cable plan they wanted. I know you're thinking that, wow, it must be great to have all that extra income every month, and you're right, but the benefit of good operations goes one further. The property was recently appraised at $11.3 million, over $2 million more than we paid for the property just 1 year ago. This is the power of increasing the net operating income. At this point, we've done a great job of finding all the income opportunities and all the hidden expenses. We have some great ideas for our property plan, but we still only have words on a page. We need to make the leap to the numbers side of things. So take a deep breath, leave your college accounting phobias behind, and let's do it. The operating budget. This really sounds much more complicated than it is. Earlier, I taught you how to read a seller's pro forma and make an offer. The steps to the budget are not all that different. You calculate the property income by using the information you obtained on the income statement, rent survey, rent roll, and operating statements. Then, you look at the expenses based on the actual and projected expenses you've gleaned from the due diligence process. Let's look at income first. Actual potential income. The main source of income on most any property is usually the rent existing residents are paying. That's the actual potential income of the property. The easiest way to get this information is to get the existing rent roll, put the units in numerical order, and add up the rent amounts. Another way is to physically review each lease at the property and write down the rent each occupant is paying and mark off all the vacant units. It's a good idea to do this anyway, just to make sure that all the residents listed have binding lease agreements.